Hey, Terry, it's Gail at Local Splash. Did I give you enough time to get pulled over?
Yeah, I actually had to go to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, haha.
I'm good,
no worries. Good. All right, so let me grab my screen back up here. Oops, get to the right one helps. There we are. Now, so I'm going to go through, gather all of your information, double check, make sure I've got everything right, spellings, commas, periods, everything. Now, so first name, is it just Terry, or is Terry short for Terrence?
Nope, it's Terry.
All right. And then what's your last name, Terry?
G as in George, R-I-M-M-I-T-T.
I-T-T.
Correct.
And then on the credit card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear?
Hang on, so let me get it out.
One of those things I can never remember either. I always have to look.
It's got my middle initial, and it also has a company name on it.
Okay, gotcha.
My name.
Actually, what's your middle initial?
M, as in Michael.
Got it. All right, let me get that filled in. Oops, there we go. Okay, and then for company name, I've got on-demand junk removal. Is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And is there Inc. or an LLC behind that at all, Terry?
Yes.
Which way?
Which way?
Is it LLC or is it INC?
LLC.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. And then, Terry, what's your email address?
The company name at gmail.com. So it's on-demand junk removal at gmail.com.
Nice and simple.
Hard to forget the name if you're using it everywhere.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, it makes it so much easier for people to remember your email address. I see some really complex ones, and it just doesn't do the owners a whole lot of favor. Let's see. So I'm going to send you two emails. One is just informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics. And okay. I don't remember if we went over that or not. So that's an area on our system where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us, all kinds of things you can do in there. And then the second one, I'm going to send you the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that all in writing. As you can guess, it's a stock email, though, and I need to make sure I've got it adjusted with your discounts in there. Perfect. Okay. All right, so that second one is on the way. And then I got your phone number as 847-322-6543.
Correct.
And
bringing
I assume
that up, the only question that was given to me is when somebody calls, is it only going to be one phone number? Or is there a way that we can have it ring the other phone? How do you guys...
Good question. So what I'm doing now is personal contact information. So in other words, how we get a hold of you. So if you want to list a different number for the business, we can do that. Absolutely. What number did you want to show for the business?
Right now I'll use the same number. He was asking how it was going to work. I said, you know, I really don't know.
Gotcha. Okay. No problem. So what we can do too, actually, it's one of the things I was going to ask you about. So there's an optional item for you. It's our Splash app. There's no charge for it. But it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, and it installs on your existing cell phone. So you don't need a separate phone, and mm-hmm. the app itself will have its own phone number, which should be local to you, so that it doesn't goof your customers up, of course. But then you can use that number to send and receive business calls if you'd like. That way you can keep your business and personal separate without having a separate phone. The other thing that's really cool about it is, well, there's a whole lot that's cool about it. You can record those calls if you'd like. So let's say you're at the landfill unloading and you've got your hands full, but somebody calls you with a next job. They mm-hmm. rattle off directions. You can't write them down. You can record it and then go back later and listen to it so you can grab off all the details that you needed. So that's okay. One thing. But the other cool thing is your son can have his own phone number in the, so he would download the app too, and then he would have his own phone number, so thus keeping his business and personal cell phones separate. That way too, you don't have so many numbers floating around out there. And if you, you know, at some point you hire employees and want them to be able to be reachable, but you don't want their cell phone numbers given out, they can have numbers on the system too. And we don't charge anything, well, one, for the app or the service, but even additional lines, we don't charge anything for. So if you've got 10 guys running around out there, they can all have their own number on your system. And then if, you know, whatever, at some point you need to fire somebody, just let us know.
Yes,
and we
can.
Exactly. Exactly. Is that something that you would like to go ahead and have us set up for you?
Yeah, definitely. So if Joe Dirt calls the mm-hmm. business phone number, it would be set up to one phone.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I think you might be able to set up call forwarding on there too. So if you wanted it to ring to your son's phone instead of yours for the day, you know, if you were tied up on something, I think you can do that
okay.
too. Okay, awesome. So I'm going to put you as a yes for that, and then I'm going to send you a link by text. So the app, we actually rolled it out several months ago, but it's technically still in beta. So I think it's gotten just about all the updates done already. So feedback, definitely. If you notice any bugs or anything, let us know. But because it's technically still in beta, they're asking everybody to fill out an application. That way it's so that it's routed to a different department. We have a department that is just handling our Splash app. So it'll be separate from your normal technician. So, and
again,
I will send.
How old is Splash?
We are 17 years old. We'll be 18 in December.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. No, it's nice to know. There are a lot of fakes out there, and I'm actually glad you asked, because some of those fakes, truly, they'll come in, they scorch the earth, they burn people, and then once they're done burning everybody, they come back as a different name, you know, the next year or 2 years later, whatever it is, and then they scorch the earth all over again, and it disgusts me personally. I mean, we're out here doing the right things the right way, and you know, just watching somebody else do that and give everybody a bad name and take advantage of people, just don't like it. So I'm glad you asked. Okay, and then so for now though, I'm going to use your 6543 last four digits phone number. And then once you get your Splash number, we can update that in there too. And then I've got to grab another link here. Where did it go? Now I forget, Terry, you weren't using Angie's or HomeAdvisor, right?
Not only was I told not to, but I had to talk until I would have used them if they would have gotten rid of one part of their thing, but.
Oh, what was that?
That would be where which is what you guys don't do, which is why we're talking.
They send me a lead,
but also three other people, and I get charged for that lead if I don't get it. Well,
yeah,
there's a lot of people out there that'll buy it or do it for a dollar.
Yeah. It's sad. You find those hacks. I don't know how they stay in business when they do that, but yeah, there's always somebody out there that'll undercut, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let me take a look here. So let's list out, well, actually, let me back up just a sec. So On-Demand Junk Removal LLC, what is, so I need an address from you, but it should be the one that your credit card billing goes to.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
1520.
1520.
Arquilla, Arquilla Drive.
Algonquin, Illinois.
Correct. 60102.
Perfect. 60102. Good deal. It found it. All right, let me update that. All right, and then services. So we're going to say junk removal, of course. Debris haul off. Do you do appliance haul off too?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I'm going to say haul off, and then I'm going to say appliance. Oops, if I can spell today. Removal. Appliance disposal. Okay. Storage unit clean out.
Oh yeah.
That's gotta be nice.
That's probably the easiest out of all.
I bet you don't have to deal with somebody standing there watching you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else?
Construction.
That is perfect. Okay. I'm ready.
Hot tub removals.
Ah. You said hot tub, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
We put garage cleanouts. I don't know if that's the same as the first one we did.
Nope. Totally different. So what I like to do is kind of list all of the different ways somebody might search. So
okay.
They might search by garage. They might search by storage unit. So it's good that we've got both.
Attic cleanout.
Okay.
Red. Trying to think what else I'd want to put in there. I mean, I have more, but I don't know if I want to put them in there.
Entirely up to you. Now, do you want me to show any kind of recycling?
Well, that's...
Or is that kind of a given?
Well, the idea of recycling is probably a little different, our view versus a customer's view.
Okay. See, now mine would be, I would expect you to strip it down and the metal would go to Reclaim Metals and the other junk would go to the land. That's how I would look at it. But
our recycling is if I got a couch, I find a place that will take the couch, like Goodwill.
Right.
Something like that.
Okay.
So it depends on what they're willing to take at the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, well, we should list furniture removal and disposal. Now that we talk about it, though. Okay. So, leave recycling, leave that verbiage out, do you think?
We can put it in there. Just the word recycling, I don't really know how to describe it. I mean...
Okay. How could we say that? Well, here we go. We can say appliance recycling. I mean, technically, you really,
yeah,
if you
is.
Strip something, Yeah, if you strip something down and, you know, send each component to the proper place, it's, some of it is still getting recycled. So there we
go.
I think
it's ends up going to the scrapyard.
Yeah, I think that's totally inbound. They don't need to know or care if you get money back for the metal. I mean, that's their loss, not your problem.
They actually charge now. We don't
really. Oh,
well,
wow.
It depends. If you do like a washer dryer, yes, you make a couple pennies. But and I mean a couple pennies. And if you do like a refrigerator or air conditioner, it is it's a cost to us because they have to dispose of the Freon.
Oh, I suppose. Oh, that makes sense. Wow. That's too bad. See, now, as a business owner, I would look at that as a way to make a little extra money taking things down to the metal recycler. But, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take it to the metal scrapyard, and they'll do that.
But
for us,
they charge
to
you.
Do that. It's a lot of time for us to become tedious.
I bet. All those screws that you have to remove, that makes sense for sure. Okay. Anything else you want to list as services, Terry?
Well, we have on the flyer, we put remodeling cleanup.
Okay.
We could probably say remodeling debris cleanup.
Good. I'll do that too. Okay. Got it.
Leftover garage sales.
Ah. Okay.
Big one is mattress disposal.
I suppose those would be tough to get rid of for the lay person.
Oh, they charge a hefty price for that. We've gone as high as $167 for the mattress alone without the
mattress. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Even when you throw it out on the side of the street, the garbage company will charge you up to $100, and it's got to be wrapped in plastic completely.
Why wrap it in? Why the wrapping? What does that do for them?
Well, as a garbage man, when you come up to a mattress and it's got bed bugs or something.
Oh, okay.
You gotta handle
it. I guess that does make sense. Kind of hard, again though, kind of hard for the homeowner to do, so good thing that you guys can do that.
Yeah, we'll take anything.
where
to put it. We got foreclosures, apartment complexes.
Okay.
And I think that, we also do commercial inventory cleanups.
Commercial, you said inventory?
Yeah.
All right. Got it. Perfect. And, let's go in. Okay. And if you think of any others, or if you add services at some point, just let us know. We can add that all into your keywords and your programming, too.
Okay.
All right, Terry. Let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call.
You know
calls.
What? Before we disappear from there, can we add something in there for a house?
You bet.
Because there's a lot of like real estate agents that help with the selling of the house. Sometimes they have to get the stuff out of there like ASAP.
Okay. So what do you have a phrase in mind? Maybe households. Household.
Whole house cleanups.
Ah, there you go. You know, I know nobody wants to talk about it, but I'm going to say hoarder clean out.
That's
a real thing.
Picture a two-bedroom house, five loads come out of it.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And what size container is that? Is that the big roll-off?
It's a 14-yard dump trailer, so.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yikes. I can't imagine. I really can't imagine living in that. So I live in Colorado. My husband is a home inspector, and some of the places
he
sees, Oh gosh, he just had one this week that he did an inspection for, and it was full on hoarder house, and he found so many things wrong with it, and so many things that you can't even tell because there's so much debris, you know, you can't tell if there's a register vent behind it or not, and they home inspectors don't go digging under people's debris. It just doesn't happen. There's too much liability.
They charge double for that.
I don't blame you. That's got to be disgusting, cleaning something like that up.
We get suited up, and you're finding mice, mouse trappings, cockroaches, all that
stuff. Oh, I bet. I bet. A few years ago, well, actually, quite a few years ago, our daughter had this friend in grade school, and we only knew her from school, and we had to pick. She stayed overnight at our house. That's what it was. They did a sleepover. The next day we had to drop her off, and she invited us to come in the house, meet her parents. So of course, you know, we accept, we come inside, and it was nasty. Three stories of stuff stacked on top of stuff. And they had lost one of their cats. And a couple weeks later, Hannah was the gal's name, tells our daughter, we found the cat, but it was dead. A pile of rubbish had fallen on top of it. Ew.
But you still got to watch what you're doing because they still have good stuff in there.
Oh, I bet they do. I bet they do. Well, you know, somebody who doesn't know trash from viable, usable stuff. I mean, obviously, when they're just throwing trash in the corners. So, yeah, I bet. I bet. Okay, Terry, let's go ahead and get your onboarding call set up. So the onboarding call is, it's just a phone call, so you don't need to be in front of a computer. I'm actually gathering all of the links and information that they'll need. But they'll do, so it's a phone call with your technician, and they'll go through quality control, make sure I got everything right, double check again, make sure we don't have any typos, and then talk about what you want on your website, what you don't want, colors, look, feel, show you where to upload photos for us, things like that. So today is obviously out. Let's see what we got tomorrow. Tomorrow looks like it's pretty open. We've got every hour on the... Okay, so we can go... Let's see. The latest one we've got would be 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Let me just double check that. Yeah, 5 o'clock. Does that one work for you?
Yeah, is that my 5 o'clock?
Yes, that's 5 o'clock your time. Perfect. You grab that, and I'm going to set that calendar appointment up for you quick, and I'll let you know when that email is on its way to you. There we go.
Oh, will I be calling them, or is them calling me?
They'll call you.
Okay.
There we go. And we allow an hour for the call, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. But then you have that extra time in case you have questions or if they have questions for you. Grab their email address here, and then I'm going to send that calendar appointment to you in just a second. All right, perfect. So it's on the way to you. So the subject line on this email is Local Splash CIE. And then let me know when that one...
call tomorrow?
Yes, correct. Okay.
We'll wait for that. Are you able to know whether or not you guys have any other junk haulers within your system?
Oh, gosh. I know we do. Let me see if I can. I don't know if I can get there. What is it you'd like to know?
Well, you said tomorrow something. That they're gonna call and they're gonna ask about what I want on a website. To be honest with you, I don't know nothing about them, so I don't know what I need, what I want, and what I should.
Gotcha. You know, actually, your tech can help you with that tomorrow. They can probably make some recommendations for you too, as far as look and feel and color. And they may be able to pull up some of our other, I know we do. I'm just trying to think. I set up another junk hauler, I want to say in the Atlanta area. And this was a couple of months ago.
I'm trying to remember if we did websites. I would be able to reference and say, do like theirs.
Gotcha. You know, your tech should be able to pull that up and send you some examples while you talk tomorrow.
Okay.
For sure. Yep. I'm glad you asked. I know it's kind of hard to know what you would want in there. And then did that email make it to you, Terry?
Give me a second. Yeah, it did.
Awesome. So if you could open that up, please. And then it's a calendar invitation, so there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would hit the yes, that'll send a response back and it'll confirm your appointment.
Okay, so which one am I looking for?
Local Splash CIE is the subject line.
Let me open that up. And you want me to do a yes?
Please. Let's see if it decides to play nice today. Perfect. It did. I got the update. Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And then, refresh my memory. Did you have a Facebook business page?
I don't know what it is. If you tell me what I need, I'll talk to Tyler and I'll write it down. I know he has a Facebook, but I don't...
Gotcha. Yeah, so what I'll need is a link to the Facebook page. And if you'd like, once Tyler sends it to you, you can just text it to me and then I can get that over to your tech. And if you don't get it in hand before your onboarding call tomorrow, you can just give it right to your tech. And I'm going to make a note. There we go. So that when they go fishing for the link, they know that it's not quite there yet. Okay. And then, okay, I'm going to put you for a yes for the call tracking. So the call tracking is, and I'm going to send you an info link on that too. So we'll install a tool on your website. It's actually something that you won't even see that it's there, but it'll be able to track how many clicks and calls you're getting and where your searches were performed from so that you can see that information in your dashboard too.
Okay. That's just an informative thing?
Yes. Yep. And I just sent that link. If you want to go read more about it, I sent that over to you. And if you don't, that's okay, too. Okay. There we go. And then, Terry, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
It really doesn't matter. You can just put them in order, phone.
All right. You got it. And then what do you want to show for your hours of operation?
Well, let me ask you this question. You should know, I hope.
All right.
When I'm on Google, I have the hour of 8 to 8. But what I noticed is they throw ads out. The ads usually come out until 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and they stop at 7.
Ah, interesting.
So is that the same for Splash? Are you guys running under the same lead?
So, no, actually, so this will show on your Google business profile and it'll show on your website. So it's really more of we would call it a static listing. It's something that doesn't change. So it'll always be there. Think of it as, the vinyl letters that somebody would put on their office front or their shop front on their door is basically the equivalent.
We'll just do 8 to 8.
Okay. And then do you want that to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
All 7 days.
Okay, Monday through Sunday. You got it. What's that? That's true. That's true. And that's a good way to do it for sure. I wouldn't want to see you lose business. And then do you want payment integration on your website? So the ability to take like Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, there's no charge for us to set it up.
The only one that I use is Zelle.
Okay. I'm going to put that in here that there are, I think we've got 6 or 8 different platforms that we support. It seems like Zelle is one of them. And I'm going to notate it. And then if there's any problem with Zelle, I don't think there is, but just in case, then they'll let you know tomorrow too.
Yeah, and something that with the other ones, such as like Cash App or what have you, people are able to reverse the charge by complaint.
Oh, really? Yes. I did not know that.
Zelle, there, once it's sent, it's sent, it's done. They can't reverse it. Doesn't matter what happens.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that. I never use them myself, so interesting. Okay.
Well, Zelle is, but they're not the money handler. They're a middleman, so you're unable to dispute.
Ah, gotcha. That's got to be better for you guys, I'm sure. I can see somebody, you know, paying whatever, a couple $100 to haul off their mattress and then go, yeah, I really didn't want to have to pay for that. And then reverse it on you. That would stink.
I have no recourse because I have to dump it and it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. And then now you don't have your Google Business profile set up yet, right?
We do have the basic setup for our profile.
Okay. I don't think perfect. So I'm going to make a note.
But we're already on.
Okay. And then now your address, is that also a home address?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then do you have that published already on your Google Business profile, or did you leave it off?
You know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that girl is able to address or not. I think they are.
Okay. I'm going to make a note. So standard practice for us, a couple of things. We've got a tool that we run out on the internet to make sure that there aren't any bad links, broken links, bad phone numbers that point to you, things like that. So it's called a name and address cleanup. But one of the other things that we'll do is we'll double check your Google Business profile and add anything that's missing and then do the programming on it as well. So I'm going to make a note. Would you, if it's not already published, would you prefer to have your physical address omitted from that?
You mean non-visible?
Right. So you'll still show up as a pin in the same area, just not close enough that somebody, you know, some crazy could drive to your house.
Yeah, I would prefer the address not to be physically seen.
Okay, perfect.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I've been going through you guys for everything. Mm-hmm. Am I still going to be receiving a bill from Google for whatever I'm doing with you on Google?
It would be completely separate. So if you are or were running Google ads or anything, yes, you would still get a separate bill from them unless or until you would cancel.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I can stop the ads.
Okay.
But the question on Google Maps, is there going to be another charge from Google to me?
Oh, no. Nope. There will not be. Nope.
So you're my only payment.
Exactly. We're the only ones. In fact, on that note, I don't forget to remind you later. So we will never come back asking you for more money, nor will Google. I mean, unless you buy, you know, Google Ads or something like that. But we list you out on all of the directories as well. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, there are up to about 60 different destinations that we list you to. The one that I know is notorious for it is Yelp. Quite often, they'll call you and offer you. Sure.
I'm waiting for the fire truck to go by.
Oh, no problem.
You mentioned Yelp, and the funny thing, and why I'm laughing, is because my son said, do not put us on Yelp.
Oh, I guess, okay.
I guess Yelp is just horrendous for businesses. A lot of complaints.
I've heard the same thing. I have. So I know they probably will call. A couple of the others might, too. And they'll offer you whatever their services are. And just so you know, one, it's not us calling. And two, you can accept or decline as you see fit based on whatever their offering is. But just know that either way, it's not going to affect the work that we're doing. So if they try to tell you that you'll never make first page of Google if you don't buy blah, blah, blah from Yelp, completely false. So I had a client a few weeks ago that he was like 3 subscriptions in, and he calls and he says, Gail, you guys keep calling asking me for more money. Bob, that's not us. What did you buy? So now I tell everybody, because I don't want anybody else to get wrangled in if it's not something they want to be wrangled into.
Are we able to choose not to be put on Yelp?
Yes, in fact, I'm going to make a big note in capital letters here. Do not list on Yelp per client request.
You mentioned it. My son told me there's got to be some truth there.
And I've heard it from other places. He's not wrong. I can't go into specifics, but I've heard bad things there too. Yeah. So
he wasn't down in Yelp. He was just saying people on Yelp complain a lot.
Oh, that too. Yeah, definitely. I've heard that too, for sure. All right.
But anyway,
let me just. What's that?
No, anyway, moving forward.
Oh, no worries. Let me just check. I'm doing another. I'm skimming through to make sure I don't have any glaring typos. And there, I missed something. Glad I looked back through. And that is tomorrow. I almost forgot to put your onboarding call in its 3rd location. We have to list it in 3 different places on our system. And I had it on 2, but I missed the 3rd, so good thing we looked. All right, and that's all. I'm sorry, what was that?
How long does it take for the website and being listed and everything? I know you mentioned like 30, 40 days, but you had said that we've already got our verification from Google. It might expedite it.
Yep, definitely. That's usually our longest delay, is just waiting for that snail mail. So today we'll call day 0, being the day that we're getting you all set up and ready to go. Let me type here real quick so I don't lose my spot. There we go. So between now and about 7 days, you'll get access into your dashboard and analytics area, and we'll get those directory submissions going for you. Between now and day 14, we'll get your website done and online, so that'll be ready to go for you. And then, yes, overall, we usually look for that first page placement to appear around 30 to 45 days. But, you know, like I mentioned earlier, because you've already got your Google Business Profile, and it's typically our biggest delay, we like to roll up our sleeves and dive right in. It kills us to have to wait for it. But being that you've got that done already, that could speed the process along quite a bit too.
Okay.
All right. And I'm to the billing, so I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription. And then, Cherry, you said that your company name does appear on your credit card, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect.
And well, it's a debit credit card, if that makes a difference.
Oh, no, that's fine. No problem. And then same phone number, your phone number attached to the credit card billing?
Yes.
Perfect. And then 1520, I'm gonna massacre the name. Aquila. Aquila. Thank you. Drive is also where the billing goes for that.
Yes.
Awesome. And then is that a Visa or a Master debit card?
Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are.
4-3-1-2-3.
Okay.
The second is 3-1-1-1.
Okay.
1-4-1-2-7-3-9.
Okay. Is that 7-5-3-9? Was that the last four?
Correct.
Okay. You broke up just a little bit. I wanted to make sure I had it. All right. And then, yes, please, expiration.
Expiration is 9/27.
All right. And security code, please.
248.
All right. Update that. Wow, it's actually thinking fast today. Or this afternoon, I should say. It was kind of putsy slow earlier. I mean, it wanted to take forever thinking. What's that?
You're the only one at work doing this right now.
There you go. That's got to be what it is. Everybody else has gone home, but that's all right. All right, Terry, so you should have two more emails on the way. The one I need you to look for is the one titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. And it's actually what's going to be in there. I'm going to click you through it. It's the written version of what I'm going to read to you. So I'm just going to run you right through the clicks, and then I'll read to you. Get a little story before we leave today.
Okay. You want me to click to accept the subscription term?
Yes, please. And then it'll open up to a new screen. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a box that'll ask you to check. And then it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears. So capital letters, middle initial.
Okay, I see that.
And then if we...
You want me to type in as just the company name or what's on the card?
It should be your first and then middle initial and last.
So you just want my name, you don't want my name.
Correct.
You should be receiving that now.
All right. Let me see if it updated on this end. See if it played nice. Perfect. All right. So now I get to read to you. So this is, it's our voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. And it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
On Demand Junk Removal.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Terry Grimmett, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement?
Yes.
So everybody hesitates right there. I always clarify. So it doesn't mean you can't do other online marketing, of course. But if you add things like Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, any of those, just to let us know, that way we can make sure that all the programming still ties through and that we catch those other social medias for you.
Okay.
Does
that include my Google profile if I shoot an ad out on Google?
It wouldn't hurt just to let us know. That way we can double check on our end and make sure there's nothing that would affect your placement or programming. And if there is, then we can adjust that programming.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, October 4th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning November 4th, your monthly rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 4th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
You mentioned pause. The only thing that I would say that would create a pause for me is say my equipment failed, and it's going to take me 3 days to get it up and running. Is that something I need to call you guys and pause it for, or?
You could, but if it's you're that quick, it probably wouldn't have any bearing at all. In that amount of time, you wouldn't slip page rank. I mean, I can't imagine, that you would slip at all. Usually, so we see it a lot with people who do snow plowing. Of course, there's no snow to plow in the winter or summer months. So they'll have us put their service on pause for several months at a time. Or if they're vacationing in the Bahamas for a month and don't want to have the charges because they're not using it anyway, things like that. I would say longer periods of time.
I was actually looking for the pause because you said one of the requirements is to answer any.
That's just from us. That's just from us. So yeah, if you don't answer your phone every single time you have a new customer call, that's none of our business. None whatsoever. Okay. Yeah. So you're fine there too.
Okay.
All right. And then I should ask you too, Terry, do you know anybody who doesn't do junk removal and haul off that could use a service like this to help their business grow?
I do, but they're within my area, so.
If they're in your area, it's okay as long as they don't do junk removal or any of the services that you offer. Then we can work with them. But if they offer the same services.
They are me. They're doing the same thing, yeah.
Oh, well then I don't want to know who they are because I can't talk to them anyway. Awesome. Well, you are all set, Terry. Congratulations. I'm excited for you and your son. I think this is going to help you grow your business nicely.
I am too. I hope this all works out for the best.
I do too. It's going to be great. And let me know if you need anything on down the road as you go.
Okay, Gail. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good night, Terry, and thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.